Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, this is breaking right now here on InfoWars Radio and InfoWars TV. We'll have more tonight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News. Cody Wilson of Defense Distributed, one of the main inventor of the 3D printable magazines and then a 3D printable 380 and other things, has now been, again, it's how they do it. Here is your directive. Here's the U.S. code with our criminal jurisdiction. But we request you then take this down and then come to us and file to see if you're allowed to do this. So they're opting to get you into their jurisdiction, which I have studied a little bit of international law and read a lot of lawyers on this subject. I do not believe they have this jurisdiction. And if we comply and set the precedent, it'll say anything we do on the Internet is under the import-export controls, which is what the government does with other governments, and is separate. It's basically admiralty law. But, Cody, I want to give you the floor for the rest of this segment. What else do you want to get across to people?
Yeah, this could be really significant. I would encourage everyone to communicate with that department, the Department of Defense Trade Controls, and the Secretary of State. Send them an email saying that they don't have control over the Internet, because this could serve as a precedential case where any information you further put on the Internet, especially related to firearms, comes through, let's say, a new bureaucratic channel that they'll set up here in the next few months to deal with exactly what we're doing. They're going to try to assert control over this unless people demand that they don't. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to stop developing and doing the kinds of things that we're doing. So if you're happy to let the United States become a social prison, that's fine. It's going to happen. We'll even go somewhere else if we can, but they're not going to stop unless you make them.
Well, you're right, and they always use these import-export groups to say, you gave money to somebody that gave money to somebody that gave money to a terrorist. We're going to take all your bank accounts in your house without due process. This admiralty law is out of control.
Yeah, we're probably going to claim a public domain exemption from the United States, well, from the ITAR registry or the ITAR classifications. But it's interesting that the law is so old, apparently, that public domain for purposes of export still doesn't include the Internet. I can release something to you publicly on the Internet, and it doesn't count as that kind of release. For public domain purposes, I could only release something at a bookstore or a newsstand or a conference. These things count as public domain. The law hasn't been updated to reflect that the Internet exists. And so they're going to use dead letter to regulate the future.
This is unprecedented. And, you know, the governments have published mousepox that kills over 90% of the humans that come in contact with it, how to build it, how to make it. But they're saying you can't put out a file for people to get a 380 single shot to protect themselves.
Out of plastic, mind you. Made on a technology most people don't have access to. I mean, this is a direct attempt to assert some regulatory control over the future itself.
And they're using this arms import-export group. I've got the official letter. Thank you for sending it to us. We're going to get it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. You've got several sites. What's the most important site to follow all the videos and news as this unfolds, Cody?
I would go to DefCat and see that. Look at all the things that you're not allowed to have. I would send donations to Defense Distributed. We'll likely need them. I'll probably be talking to a few lawyers for a few months. And I would also remind people that DefCat and Defense Distributed files will likely not be available for download for a very long time.
When is it going dark?
If you know where they are.
When is it going dark?
It's going dark right now. It's in the process right now. Haroon is one by one taking all the download files. I believe it's likely already achieved. The site has gone down.
All right, there you go. Memory hold, Big Brother, the new dark age, trying to suppress the Renaissance. There is the letter on screen. Cody Wilson, obviously, stand by. I want to get the crew to talk to you. I'd like you to come in for the nightly news if you can do it. I know you've got other media, but if you want to come in for the nightly news anytime up to 7 tonight, they could go live. You're welcome. Let me say bye to you during the break. Godfrey Bloom, one of the founders of UKIP, is coming up, and Dr. Steve Pachinik on Benghazi.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officers said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. And I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
All right, if you just joined us, we had Cody Wilson of Defense Distributed, one of the biggest news stories off and on for the last year. We were the first to interview him, Don Salazar, here in Austin, Texas, when he had done a 3D printable M4 or AR-15 /M16 223 magazine. Then he made the lower receiver. Now he made a plastic composite with a 3D printer, 380. He also made a 22. And now the Defense Department, through import-export control, let's put the letter up on screen if we can before we go to our guest, put this up, and I was reading the letter during the break. This just came to him about 30 minutes ago. We're breaking it here. It's under basically UN treaty. This import-export is basically complying with the UN treaty, saying you can't traffic in any small arm anywhere in the world, including in plans over the internet. So this is the type of garbage, and this ties into the UN treaty. So I'm going to have a Don put this letter on the web. We're breaking it. I'm going to have a Don put the basic blurb up at InfoWars.com. This is big breaking news. I'm going to have him add to it. But this is exactly the type of stuff that is in the UN treaty. And they have no jurisdiction, but they're claiming it. And they want to codify it to actually make it law, because this isn't a law yet. They want to get the Senate to ratify the UN treaty, because what they're claiming here is what is in the UN treaty. You can't ship ammo around the world without their express authorization. The UN and your nation's import-export control. And Obama's saying he's going to use executive orders to stop American companies selling guns that gets into citizens' hands anywhere in the world to protect themselves. And they're going to stop guns and ammo from around the world coming in. This is all public. So I'm going to have that added to Adan Salazar's article that's going up. The basic blurb and info in the next 10 minutes. It'll be red linked at InfoWars.com with the letter so you can read it. But I have now read it. And they're basically threatening criminal penalties under U.S. code if he doesn't take it down, which they've now taken the files to the printable guns off the web. And then now he has to file and submit to their jurisdiction to see if he'll be given authorization. So he's filing in, waiving his rights if he does that. He's a law student. He's getting lawyers. He obviously knows not to do that. But I mean, he knew he was creating a legal challenge in all of this. It's like black folks going and sitting at lunch counters in the 50s and 60s. Well, hey, you're going to get arrested, dummy. They know that. They're pointing out. They're creating a case. They're pushing it. They're showing it's wrong. It's the same thing with having an armed march on D.C. You can argue and say it's a bad idea, but the Supreme Court's ruled you can't keep guns out of D.C. for law-abiding citizens, so they're challenging the city violating the Supreme Court ruling and the Constitution. Now, I'm not saying take your family, go to this. I don't like the idea because I don't want to get a shootout going, but I know they have the right to do it, and it's provocative. I like the idea of 3D printable guns. Because criminals are going to get guns regardless. Now, joining us, ladies and gentlemen, from the United Kingdom is a guy I've wanted to get on for a long time. He's one of the founders of UKIP with Nigel Farage, the rock star of liberty now in Europe and England, and, of course, Lord Christopher Monckton. He's a member of the European Parliament for Yorkshire and Humber for the United Kingdom Independence Party. He was first elected in 2004 and reelected in 2009 before becoming MEP. Bloom worked as a financial economist. Godfrey Bloom is the president of the European Alliance for Freedom, a Euroskeptic pan-European political party. Godfrey Bloom, MEP.co.uk. And he is just an amazing, this is a founding father level guy, folks. The people that gave us Magna Carta, the people that gave us Bill of Rights and Constitution, due process, the people that paid with their blood, these guys are paying with their time and their energy, and I salute God. I think he might have been on once before about 5 years ago, but the point is, he's on with us now, and UKIP has just had huge victories in England. They're having victories in the EU. Liberty is really getting popular. This is history happening. So, Mr. Bloom, thanks for giving us a report from the UK on what's happening.
Great pleasure to be on the show again. You're right. It was about 5 years ago. Very enjoyable.
That's right. I was saying maiden voyage on the show, and I went, wait a minute, I've had this guy on before because I've seen you in Parliament doing, you know, debating these people. What is the state of the world right now? You're in the middle of the EU tyranny. What's happening with the EU? What's happening with UKIP? What's happening with Nigel Farage, popular worldwide? Ron Paul, popular worldwide? You're popular worldwide? Again, we're not bragging like narcissist egomaniacs. It's like a sonar ping. The fact that liberty is so popular and that personalities promoting liberty are so popular, what does that say to the plutocrats?
Well, it's interesting. An interesting development now is, of course, that the political class, who are class apart, who behave and have many of the characteristics of the old landed aristocracy of the 18th century, they are the new aristocracy, and they ride roughshod over everybody. And the divide between the political class and the ordinary people has now got to the stage that is almost, we're getting into a sort of an electoral rebellion, which is what we've been working for quite a long time. And we broke through, the major breakthrough was last week in our local government elections, where we shot up to 25% of the vote. And that's taken an awful lot of hard work. But, of course, people now are beginning to say, in times of recession, nobody goes to the barricades, of course, when they've got a full tummy and two cars in the garage. But times are economically very hard now for ordinary people, and they're now looking very much more closely at how they are governed. They haven't done this for some time, and now they're looking at this and they're saying, just a minute, we are being misgoverned. By crooks and charlatans, and they don't like it.
Well, very well said. So basically, what I'm getting from you is that there is a global awakening happening, and you're really seeing an even start in England. What does it mean that UKIP has had such a huge victory in the local elections nationwide?
Well, this really is being looked at by everybody. It's a phenomenon, and it's based on people having the feeling that they want to reject the political class. And, of course, this has also happened in Italy, where they did it a different way. They elected a professional comedian, which was very much their way of rejecting the political class as well. And, of course, we're seeing the breakdown of the euro, the single currency, which, of course, was inevitable, which Nigel Farage and I have been calling now. Well, I was calling it at Cambridge University in the mid-1990s before it even started. It was deeply flawed. It was a political currency. It was a way of trying to jam down the throats of the people, a super state of Europe, which is based broadly on the on a fascist style of government. And I don't use that term as a pejorative term, which is often used, and it's just a statement of fact that there are two differences. Fascism is controlling the means of production, and communism is owning the means of production. And now we've got into a fascist state which controls the means of production. They're controlled by rules and regulations, of which we have 2,000 a year coming out of Brussels. 75% of the laws now of the United Kingdom are made in Brussels by unelected bureaucrats. That is illegal under our own constitution. It's illegal under our Bill of Rights of 1688. And it's also in breach of Her Majesty's coronation oath. So this whole thing has been illegal from the start, and it's now beginning to show. But one of the problems that we've had, and I know you have this problem in America, because I visit America quite a lot, and I have a lot of American friends, is that we have had a failed education system for the last two generations, where young people aren't taught what their rights and what their liberties are. So, for example, if you stand in front of a class in the United Kingdom, and I bet it's the same in America, and if you talk about the concept of the presumption of innocence, habeas corpus, the fundamental pillars of the English system of law, they will stare at you. They don't know what you're talking about. And, of course, that makes it very easy, doesn't it, to take liberties away from people if they don't know that they had them to start with.
That's right.
And, of course, is what's been happening.
A member of European Union Parliament, Mr. Bloom, joins us right now. Godfrey Bloom, we only got one more little short segment. He's got to go at the bottom of the hour. We're about to go to break, but I want to get this in here right now. What is happening, because you're inside the EU, watching it from the inside, how bad is the meltdown? What's going on with the open tyranny of the bureaucrats being tax-exempt, the Frenchies being caught, the socialists not paying their taxes, but everybody else has to? I mean, how long can this craziness go on? What's going to happen with Europe?
It's already breaking down as we speak. It's already failing. Excuse me, I've got something in my throat here. It's failing, but of course they're in denial. The Parliament, excuse me, the Parliament is in denial, and they're just pretending it's not happening. It's a bit like Hitler's bunker. They're moving imaginary armies around the Elbe, and I don't think it can last like this very much longer.
Well, I agree with you. I actually use that analogy quite a bit. I don't have anybody else use it. It's true. They're moving imaginary armies around on the bunker, and it's not real anymore. But they are still in control. So when we come back, I want to ask you where you expect it to go, how big a deal it is, because people are like, well, why do we care if UKIP? It's like Ron Paul, folks. It's libertarian, pro-sovereignty, pro-family, anti-tyranny, pro-due process. And the media over there goes, they're fascist. But now the Brits and people in the UK are listening, and the people in Europe are listening and now mimicking it and going, no, they're real liberals. They're classical freedom people. They're Thomas Jefferson. They're William Wallace. We'll be back with a final segment with Godfrey Bloom, member of the European Union Parliament.
years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best durable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, CRE, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Look, I know I got callers holding for like an hour to talk about Benghazi. We're going to get Pachenik on, but he'll sit there for maybe 10 minutes on hold or 5 minutes while I'm going to go to each of your calls, get your quick comment, start of the next segment. Jacob, Eric, Mark, James, Shipp, we'll get to all of you coming up briefly in the next segment. So let's get Pachenik on about 40 after or so, or call him and let him know that, guys. Or just get him on. He'll be happy to wait while I go to the calls. But finishing up with member of the European Union Parliament, Godfrey Bloom, it's a big deal to have people that basically are constitutional libertarians. I mean, sounds just like Ron Paul, sound like me. You know, anti-globalist, exposing the Bilderbergs. To have them going from 3% to 25% to, and now having other parties imitating them and having the mainline parties scared. And in a parliamentary way, they're, you know, you get 25%, you win 25%. So they're taking over. And even mainline analysts are saying it. But Europe is collapsing. So you're an economist, you're an expert on this. In the 5 minutes we have left, Mr. Bloom, what is going to happen with the big central banks? What's going to happen in Europe?
Well, we have the problems here of debt, overwhelming debt, debt that cannot possibly be repaid. The shadow banking system owes Germany somewhere in the region of £900 billion. That can't possibly be repaid. In the United Kingdom, we've just moved over a trillion pounds, not dollars, a trillion pounds, of national debt, which is going up at 10% every year. Even since this so-called Conservative administration took over, it's still going up at the rate of 10%. So it means the Conservative, the so-called Conservative, because they're not Conservative at all, the Conservative government is going to hand back in 2015 a national debt, which is half as much again as the one that they inherited. Nobody is yet, either in Europe or the United Kingdom, prepared to admit that this whole post-war welfare experiment has failed, that you can't... We spend in the United Kingdom £200 billion a year on welfare. We borrow that money to pay young people to sit at home and not work. We import workers from Eastern Europe and other parts of the globe to work, while much of our young indigenous population is unemployed. It's 28% and rising. In Greece, it's 50%. The Iberian Peninsula, 50% young people unemployed. That isn't sustainable for any society. You can't have that number of young people unemployed. The banks, the Fed, the ECB, the Bank of Japan, the Bank of England are all printing money. That must end in disaster. We're going to have to get back somehow to hard money, commodity-backed money. We're going to have to get rid of the central banks, which actually manipulate interest rates. Old people are struggling because their savings aren't getting interest rates. They're defrauding the savers in Europe. They're defrauding them. People who have led good lives, people who have led sensible lives, they've worked hard. They've worked all their lives, and now they're not getting any interest. And the country, all these countries, are in debt. They're handing on huge debts to their children and their grandchildren. And I can't see, personally, any way out other than default. And that goes for the Europeans, the United Kingdom, and sad to say, I think default is possible in the United States.
And at Davos, as you know, their answer is bring in global carbon taxes to prop up SDRs, $100 trillion per decade, to give the very insider bankers that engineered all this even more power. They think they're going to get a total takeover out of it, so they're militarizing police and things, but I don't think that's going to work as the public just totally withdraws consent from them. I mean, I see a giant Ceausescu-type event happening over and over again. What do you see?
I see the same thing. We saw the Soviet Union collapse. And I was an ex-soldier. I was stationed in Germany by, I saw the collapse of the Soviet Union. It happened very much quicker than we thought it possibly could, and I think the European Union certainly will go the same way. I think it's already happening where people are having their money stolen by bankers in Cyprus. This must come to other parts of the European Union, with bankers actually stealing your money, not allowing you to take money out. There'll be capital controls. You won't be able to take your money out of the country. And I think we're going to be looking down the barrel of a very serious revolution. I don't know quite what form it's going to take. I don't know whether it will be a violent one. I don't know whether it will be an intellectual. I hope it will be an intellectual victory for ideas of libertarianism. But I'm hoping that one country, whether it's your country or my country, will lead the way. We need to lead the way so people across the world can see that we can get away from this mercantilism, we can get out of the clutches of central banks, fraudulent and cheating politicians, and self-serving bureaucrats. We can do it. How it's going to actually pan out, I don't know, but it must happen. It's got to happen.
Absolutely. All right, Godfrey Boyne, let me say bye to you during the break. We'll be back with your calls and then Dr. Steve Pachinik on the Benghazi gate situation. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's one dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, ProFlowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM20.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing into my...
All right, here's what I want to do. Jam in a bunch of these calls. I've been holding a comment on Benghazi, then bring Dr. Steve Pachinik on to get his take on it.
Oh, my little girl.
And then I've got all this other news. But the globalists can be brought down. When you stop acting like a slave, you'll start being a free person. When you stop acting like a slave, you'll start being a free person. And I know our audience gets that, but you've all got to get really aggressive in your own area and really call bureaucrats, government people out, not just cops. Cops get all the heat because they're where the rubber meets the road. Most cops are actually awake compared to people above them. It's time to start engaging the city council scum, the county commissioners, the state reps, the feds, and getting good people in there. Because we're being robbed a thousand different angles right now. Also, you know, I get so busy on air, I skip breaks, I don't plug products, any of that. We are funded by viewers like you. And also the materials we sell, all of it is stuff we believe in. The Pro Pure water filters discounted, 10% off, promo code WATER. The big seed center, the best quality non-GMO, open pollinated seeds at lowest prices, InfoWarsStore.com. The new magazine sold out, so I held back a little over 1,000. It's almost sold out. So we're selling them as individual magazines so everybody can get one, and we're holding back 500 for extra subscriptions. We've mailed out all the subscriptions for May, but we held back some for new subscriptions, but that's all that's available. Get a subscription or buy them individually or give a gift subscription. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or, again, go to prisonplanet.tv to subscribe to see the nightly news and the video of the daytime show, and to support what we're doing. One membership is really 11 memberships, so you can share it, prisonplanet.tv. You are the revolution. You are the future. And we are the future because you've been supporting us. What's happening here is historical, and InfoWars.com is now a worldwide fulcrum of resistance, and we're trying to build other fulcrums of resistance. We are a factory of attack ships to help foster and expand other people's capabilities in swarm operations against the enemy. And we are certainly having devastating victories, devastating. But we're in a race against time. We are actually kicking the enemy's butt right now, but they're still in control of the command system. We have got to restore freedom worldwide. So, InfoWarsStore.com, please support us if you believe in this information. Let's talk to Jacob in Wisconsin. Thanks for holding, Jacob. You're a trooper.
Hey, Alex. Huge fan. I spoke to you before about John McCain delivering the rape pills to Gaddafi people, like a couple years back.
Well, I mean, they made up that Gaddafi's people were raping people like babies out of incubators so they could actually go and slaughter everyone in mass, but... You know, John McCain is a piece of work.
Yeah, but the reason I'm calling on Benghazi, it's kind of like a topic type call, but, you know, I just look at that and it's like, could any of that kind of be responsible for what we've seen unfolding in this and all the, you know, the ambassador's death and everything? Like, had we not set up the no-fly zone and been involved in all that, in the, you know, that spark of revolution, do you think maybe that would not have happened to the ambassador?
Well, they ordered security to stand down. They lied about the stand downs. They wanted him dead to cover up the weapons transfers. I appreciate your call.
I mean,
I just don't understand I mean, maybe I'm thick-skulled or something. Yes, the West went over there. I get your point about McCain. They brought the al-Qaeda people into Benghazi to launch the larger war. That was the head of the rebellion. Then, you know, after Gaddafi's killed, then there's a big weapons cache there of missiles. They've been ordering the jihadis to bring them all there and put them there so they could hand them out to who they wanted. And the jihadis, the head of security group for the entire city, went and killed him. And that was all known then. This is not all breaking now. We're right again. And it wasn't hard. It was all in the international press. It's like, man, Alex, you were right again. I don't want people to say, oh, you're so smart. I want to stop all this. But again, it shows they're not invincible. Some people are like, this has got to be another setup because, you know, because there's no way this would all be coming out. These people are just people like us. They're a bunch of arrogant crooks that think they're never going to get caught. James in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. I wanted to talk about that treason in Benghazi there. Our forefathers had warned us of those entanglements. You know, I don't believe anything's really going to happen other than the dog and pony show. I believe Hillary's their baby. All these unlawful regulations from presidents past, including executive orders, all of them are in place for, I believe, personally, Hillary to run in 2016 as first woman.
Hillary is a deep witch, CIA since college with Clinton over in England. That's all been declassified. A total witch. She was under Kornmeyer. And the Republicans are acting like they dropped the ball. They didn't drop the ball. The Republicans are supporting al-Qaeda attacking Libya and Syria as well.
Exactly. And what's going on here, I totally agree with Monckton. These people, they want to be the intercessors between God and man. They don't want us to have a personal relationship. One other thing before the next Info Warrior, I'd like to plug our video. It's on YouTube called A Dream Revered. Look for it, and God bless.
God bless you. Yeah, we've closed out the contest, but if you haven't heard us post your video or talk about it, be sure and get it to us in email again. We've had over 400 videos come in. One of them deals with a home invasion. It's a pro-Second Amendment video, very powerful, that you should send anti-gun people. That's up on my Twitter account, Real Alex Jones. But extremely, extremely important information. Okay, let's go to Mark in New Jersey. You're on the air, Mark.
Yeah, Alex.
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
Okay, I got a couple things to say. One of them is definitely this Benghazi. I see this as an open door where we can get our foot. If we can get our politicians, representatives, whoever, to push to get this, I mean, to really get this out in the open. This poor guy, Gregory Hicks, he looks, I mean, just watching them, they are shooken up. But this is their friends that they're trying to back, and they know that they're next.
Oh, yeah, they were ordered to stand down over those 6 to 8 hours so they could all be killed to cover up the weapons transfer. And now it's mainstream news today that our government and NATO is open. The main force now in command in Syria is al-Qaeda. Here's the headline, al-Qaeda now in control of CIA's covert war in Syria, and they have heat-seeking missiles. And here's the deal. When they shoot down our aircraft with those missiles, we'll be called conspiracy theorists for pointing out our government transferred it to them. Good points. I appreciate your call. Yeah, no, this could bring them down. I mean, Nixon was an angel compared to this. He went to jail for, you know, breaking into some places. This is amazing. And I want to go to Dr. Steve Pachenik because, you know, he was the head of psychological warfare and hostage negotiations. He helped do the Camp David Accords, one of the most famous negotiations ever, the only successful real Middle East peace until the assassination of the leader of Egypt. And, of course, he was one of the founders of Delta Force with General Boykin and been involved in a lot of black ops and been involved in overthrowing governments, if you're a new listener. He is here now with us, Dr. Steve Pachenik. And I want to get, because you know, back when all this happened, you know, he said basically they took him out. It was a stand down. Same deal. Let's move on. That's what Colonel Schaefer said. That's what all my other sources have said. Now it's all been confirmed. What really happened in Benghazi in hindsight? B, where is this going? How big is it? And is Cheney running defense for Obama saying, oh, they dropped the ball, they're idiots, they should get in trouble? It didn't look like to me they dropped the ball. Or was it a false flag against the White House by another internal group, but then the White House couldn't have done that because they were in control? I mean, they weren't all just sleeping. So, Dr. Pachenik, what do you think really happened?
Well, it's what I said a long time, Alex. It's a pleasure always to be on. It's basically a palace coup. This was an attempt by John Brennan, who illegally used what was called a paramilitary SOCOM command, that Southern Command soldiers that were offline. Offline meaning that it was not authorized through the DCI, Directed Central Intelligence Agency, who was General Petraeus. It was an attempt to get General Petraeus out when we said to you, and I said a long time ago to your audience, there is a war going on between the civilian CIA and the military intelligence. General Petraeus was put in order to control the civilian CIA. He could not do that. They want to get rid of him. General Petraeus had wanted to arm the Syrian guards. However, he did not know about this entirely illegal organization that was authorized directly by the President of the United States to run an illegal covert operation. In other words, that put Obama in line of impeachment through John Brennan, who was not an authorized elected official, but an appointed one who had worked for Bush Jr., who ran an illegal SOCOM unit in a unit that was called the embassy but was not, where they tortured al-Qaeda prisoners and used it as a transfer point for the armament. And I said it a long time ago. And at that point, there was a stand-down issue. There were military generals, AFRICOM, General Hamm, who was wanted to go in, he was told to stand down. He stood down. A rear admiral, who I told you the 7th Fleet was told to stand down, he stood down. And then 14 other Navy officers were decommissioned. And the DCM of the embassy, who correctly said this is the first time Foreign Service officers had more balls than the military. I am ashamed of what the military did not do. This was an illegal act. The president should have been impeached. This is not just a small cover-up. This has nothing to do with Republicans, Democrats, or security operatives. I happen to know all the individuals exceedingly well. Let's go through the a board that oversaw the.
By the way, let me just stop you briefly for people to understand.
And with me. And yeah. Tom has had an impeccable reputation, but he's a company man, and he lied. On that board, he lied. He knew very well this was an illegal operation. This was an operation to cover Obama, and Hillary Clinton was directly responsible for what went on because that consular officer had nothing to do but keep the consulate intact. It had nothing to do with regional security officers. And, in fact, the regional security officer who testified in front of the Senate was correct. This is not about more regional security officers. This is about better capability. And the CIA destroyed Petraeus. Petraeus was furious. And at the same time, our friend, again, Mueller, who illegally leaked out a lot of this information, got rid of Petraeus, and the military really did not come forward. General Dempsey is to be condemned for this because he had authorized the stand down from President Obama, who now is guilty of being a very inappropriate, incompetent military commander-in-chief. Listen to what I said before. I said before he was an incompetent president who was not qualified to run as president. Now I am accusing him of being an incompetent military commander-in-chief. According to the laws of military law and order, he can be qualified for military tribunal and impeachment for having done what he did, for allowing our men to die in the field of battle. Now, I happen to know the head of the NSA. I know for a fact that Keith Alexander ran two UAVs all the time, so they knew exactly what was going on. However, if you look back into the history, General Dempsey lied in the beginning with the Susan Rice story, saying that, in fact, there was this video that went viral, and it was General Dempsey who first said it. He should have been indicted from the moment. I kept saying that for years. He should have been indicted. So who was on the committee? On the committee to evaluate this was Admiral Mullen, again, another incompetent admiral and military officer who gave us the false flag and the nonsense about SEAL Team 6 killing Osama bin Laden. And I told you I knew his father, who had worked for William Morris. So you have incompetent generals who are self-aggrandizing, no longer perform, and have nothing to do with our national security. The Board of Overseers indicts specifically Hillary Clinton must be indicted, and a guy named Patrick Kennedy. Patrick Kennedy worked for me as an assistant administrator under Eagleburger, under Carter, under Reagan, under Bush. He's a very competent, he was a nice guy, but he is lethal because the undersecretary for management, as it was brought out by the DCM in the Senate hearings, was absolutely correct. Patrick Kennedy controls both the allocation of resources and controls everything in terms of disposition. Because when I had to go overseas and I had to take out Noriega and I had to come back to Patrick Kennedy and give my administrative numbers, and I said, I don't have any receipts. And he said, well, what happened? He said, I was being chased. And, you know, my life was in line. He said, well, you got to pay me back in the government. That was Patrick Kennedy, the Uriah Heep of the State Department. He has to be investigated. Bickering has to be investigated. Hillary Clinton. Now, the key element here is Eric Boswell, who was the Secretary of the Assistant Secretary of Diplomatic Security. I've known him since the day of Eagleburger. This is a very straightforward, honorable man who took the sword for Hillary Clinton and Patrick Kennedy. They go back 30 years. And in turn, the two took the lies on behalf of Tom Pickering. So you have a foreign service that did not act appropriately with regards to the DCM who was on the ground, with regards to an ambassador who was an outstanding ambassador and had nothing to do with the excellent regional security officers. What this was a coup attempt to take out Petraeus, to take out the military from running the CIA and covert operatives that no one knew about and were not even on the books authorized by President Obama, by Biden, Donlin, and all of the...
So it's about covering up a CIA secret army with jihadis and al-Qaeda. It's about covering up a secret al-Qaeda army.
Because the DCI knew about the al-Qaeda. He was running that unit. This was even beyond that, if you can believe double secret probation, Alex. This was the unit that was created way beyond anything to do under the jurisdiction of Petraeus. This was a unit that we call way offline that had to do with special officers, special forces on contract, which was really off the books. It's so illegal, I can't even tell you. I worked off the books. Once you work offline, you don't get paid, you don't have anything. I've never been paid. But if you're captured, you have no official cover. John Brennan was authorized to do that by the President of the United States.
Was Blackwater involved? Was Blackwater involved? Because I know they were heavily in that area.
I'm sorry?
Did you pick? You came on 2 weeks after it happened and said all this. Same thing you're saying now.
I said all of it. Nobody believed me, but the one who did believe me, besides you, was Rupert Murdoch and the New York Post and Fox. And I'll tell you why. Rupert Murdoch ordered a book called Benghazi Dispatch, and in that dispatch, in a book done by William Morrow, he described it to the detail. So where there were those who picked it up very quickly, like yourself, and you got to give. Fox News, the credit as well as you, to keep on the story because they wouldn't let it go. And they were correct. This is not just a cover-up. This makes Watergate look like baby stuff. This makes Clinton impeachment look like nothing.
All right, I want you to talk to me like I'm five.
Criminal offense committed by the President of the United States, Hillary Clinton, and John Brennan, and General Dempsey.
Doc, I got to go to break. Sure. I know you have trouble hearing me. But...
price for this.
I got to go to break. I want to come back. I want you to talk to me like I'm 5 years old. I mean, I want you to break down the whole story, why they did it, where you think it's going, because they've been caught. How big is this? I mean, this is incredible. A double secret Al-Qaeda army giving them missiles.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans worried about change? Do you lose sleep over what could happen to your assets and hard-earned money? Are you looking for a better way of life with more freedom, security, and asset protection? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you should consider investing in the country of Belize. Belize is an independent, English-speaking country only hours from the U.S. with strong banking and asset protection laws. In fact, Belize is one of the last tax havens left in the world today. Belize also has a very low cost of living, tropical climate, and is home to some of the best real estate opportunities in the world. To find out more, call 800-793-2600 or go to buybelize.com. So if you're frustrated, nervous, and worried about change, go to buybelize.com to invest and secure your future. Don't wait, or it may be too late. Call 800-793-2600. That's 800-793-2600. Again, 800-793-2600.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Up here saying, oh, we were so right, aren't we great? This all came out with our guests, Pechenik especially, but Colonel Schaefer and others, And it was clear. I mean, the Al-Qaeda forces knew right where to hit. It was the group they hired for security. Of course, it wasn't a video that did it. And so explain to me slowly, because I know you did it back when it happened, but now with all the new info, why do something this crazy? How do they think they'd blame Petraeus, who you predicted they'd go after before they did a couple years ago here on the show? You said there was a fight between the civilian CIA and the Pentagon. And then now, where does this go? But explain it to people in just boiled down layman terms, what this compartmentalized group did and why they wanted the ambassador dead, and again, where this goes now.
The real issue is very simple, really. You got to think of two elements of the government fighting each other that are covert. The government is never unified. It never has been unified. For over 30 to 40 years, it's always been a conflict between the CIA and the military and the CIA and the FBI. You just saw that conflict of the CIA and the FBI in the Boston Massacre, where there was no sharing of information. The CIA has been run for the past 50 years by civilians who have been out of control. Eisenhower warned us about it and called Legacy of Ashes. He told Alan Dulles, you've got to shut down this CIA. It's creating a disaster. Jimmy Carter tried to get rid of 4,000. Reagan brought them back in. These are guys who are really not trained in very well in either human or in paramilitary units. But what they did was under Panetta, under John Brennan, who was not really an operative but came out of the investigative report, they started to create paramilitary units that infringed on the military. In other words, they started to do drone warfare, which was illegal, and Obama was brought up on that charge. They started to kill thousands of people that were illegal, both in Yemen, Somalia, and Pakistan. They started to create a civil war in Pakistan between the Pakistani Army, ISI, and the CIA, but they didn't say anything. And our legislators allowed this to happen. In the meantime, Hillary Clinton went around the world in 168 countries, had nothing to do, was totally incompetent, and really was allowing all of this to be run between John Brennan and the White House, who was only appointed. He was not elected. And John Brennan has been there since Bush Jr., since Clinton. So it goes all the way back to Clinton, back to Hillary Clinton. And John Brennan ordered a very secret unit that was never even registered or on the books, which is called offline, off the books, as Hicks said, the DCM. And basically that unit was used to create another counterforce against Petraeus and his CIA and his Al-Qaeda units, which were legally charged with creating arms shipment into Syria. In other words, the legal covert arm that Petraeus was doing was being undermined by a unit that he knew nothing about. He was blindsided purposely by John Brennan, the president of the United States, Obama, and including his vice president, Biden, and all the people in the White House in order to get rid of Petraeus and the military overseeing of the CIA. And what happened is at the same time that the Benghazi occurred, which was really not even an embassy, it was a consulate unit where they tortured people and terrorists, so-called terrorists, and were shipping guns at the same time. The ambassador happened to be a target of opportunity. He was not really the actual target intended. He was killed on a sideline, as was the DCM, who said it very clearly, this was a terrorist attack.
All right, Doc, however, stay there. We got to go to break. I'm going to go into overdrive for at least 20 minutes here with Dr. Steve Pachinik. And then after that, your phone calls for folks that have been patient. But this has all come out. This is no longer Pachinik 7 months ago saying this. It's all confirmed, folks. It's incredible.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Some stations will have to go to audio feed at Infowars.com. Video feed, PrismaPlanet.tv.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.